So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, HaKoymitzes HaMincha, the Koyim performs the Kemitza of a Mincha with a Machshavas Chutz HaMekoymai, such as Lechol Shireya Bachutz, or Kezayis Mishireya Bachutz, Lahakter Koymitze Bachutz, or Kezayis Koymitze Bachutz, or Lahakter Levinasa Bachutz, with the intention to eat at least a Kezayis of the leftover part, or to burn at least a Kezayis of the Kemitza, or to burn the Levina outside of the Mikdash. Pasla V'im Bekaris, the Mincha is disqualified, but one is not liable to Karis for eating it. However, if the Kohen performs a Kemitza B'mincha with a Machshavas Chutz L'Zmanoi, such as Lechol Shireya L'Machor, or Kezayis Mishireya L'Machor, Lahakter Koymitze L'Machor, or Kezayis Mekoymitze L'Machor, or Lahakter Levoina L'Machor, with the intention to eat at least a Kezayis of the leftover part, or to burn at least a Kezayis of the Kemitza, or to burn the Levoina the next day or later, Pigul V'chayiv Lov Karas, the Mincha is disqualified and one is liable to Karas for eating it. The Mishnah formulates a general principle, Zahaklal, if one performs any one of the four avodas of a mincha, separating the koymitz, placing it in a kli sharus, bringing it to the mizbeach, or burning it, lechol davar shadarcha lechol, or lahakter davar shadarcha lahakter, with the intention to eat the leftovers, which are meant to be eaten, or to burn the kemitza or the levaina, which is meant to be burned, chutzal limkoymai pasal vein bekaris, chutzal zmanai pigal vachayavin lov karis. If he intended to eat or burn it outside of its designated place, outside the Azara, the carbon is disqualified, but one is not liable to Karas for eating it. But if he intended to eat or burn it later than its designated time, for example, the next day or later, it is disqualified and one is liable to Karas for eating it. However, the Mishnah adds, the mincha becomes pigul and one is liable to Karas if he eats from it, only if it was sacrificed properly and that there were no other disqualifications. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad karva matik mitzvasi. Kamatz b'shtika, nosim b'kli, v'haylich v'hikter chutzos manai. If he performed the kemitza without any other disqualifying intention, but performed one of the other avoidas with intentions of chutzos manai, or aisha kamatz chutzos manai, nosim b'kli, v'haylich v'hikter b'shtika. He performed the kemitza with intentions of chutzos manai, but performed the other avoidas without any other disqualifying intentions. Or aisha kamatz v'nosim b'kli, v'haylich v'hikter chutzos manai. He performed all the four avoidas with intentions of chutzos manai, but without any other disqualifying intentions. Zehu shekar v'matik mitzvasei. These are cases where the mincha was sacrificed properly. However, ketzad lo kar v'matik mitzvasei. The following are cases where the mincha was not sacrificed properly. Kamatz chutzlim kaimai. Nosim b'kli v'haylich v'hikter chutzos manai. If he performed the kemitza with intentions of chutzlim kaimai, but performed one of the other avoidas with intentions of chutzos manai. Or aisha kamatz chutzos manai. Nosim b'kli v'haylich v'hikter chutzlim kaimai. He performed the kemitza with intentions of chutzos manai, but performed the other avodas with the intentions of chutzim kaimai. Or aisha kamatz nasim b'kli v'haylich v'hikter chutzim kaimai. He performed any one of the other four avodas with intentions of chutzim kaimai too. Zehu shaloi kar v'matik mitzvase. The Mishnah continues, Minchas chaiti u'minchas kenois. Mincha brought as a chatas and the mincha v'saita, which are disqualified with intentions of shaloi lishma, not for the rightful owner. Shekamatz and shaloi lishma, nasim b'kli v'haylich v'hikter chutzos manai. If he performed the kemitza with intentions of shalei lishmai, but performed one of the other avodas with intentions of chutzos manai, or aisha kametz chutzos manai, nosim b'kli v'haylich v'hikter shalei lishman, he performed the kemitza with intentions of chutzos manai, but performed one of the other avodas with intentions of shalei lishmai, or aisha kametz v'nosim b'kli v'haylich v'hikter shalei lishman, he performed any one of the other four avodas with intentions of shalei lishmai, zehu shalei kar v'matik mitzvasei. In these cases, as well, the mincha was not sacrificed properly, and it does not become pigel. Mishnah continues, Lechol kezayis bachutz, kezayis lamachar, kezayis lamachar, kezayis bachutz. If he performed a single avodah with intentions to eat one kezayis outside the azar, and another kezayis tomorrow, or kechatzi zayis bachutz, kechatzi zayis lamachar, kechatzi zayis lamachar, kechatzi zayis bachutz, a half of a kezayis outside the azar, and another half of a kezayis tomorrow, or the reverse, pasul v'im bekaris, the carbon is disqualified, but one is not liable karis. However, Behuda disagrees. Amr Behuda, Zeha klal. E machshavas hazman kadmal machshavas hamakoyim pigol v'chayavin lov karas. E machshavas hamakim kadmal machshavas hazman posel v'im karas. If he first had intentions of chutz hazmanai, the carbon becomes pigol, and the subsequent intention of chutz hamakoyim does not change that. However, if he first had intentions of chutz hamakoyim, the carbon does not become pigol, even if he subsequently had intentions of chutz hazmanai, because it is loy karv hamatik mitzvasei. However, the Mishnah concludes, V'chachamayim zeh v'zeh posel v'im makaris. The Karman does not become pigel regardless of which intention came first. The Gemara cites the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan Daf Tes. Shirayim shechasu bin kemitza lahaktara, makter koymetz alein. If the koyim performed kemitza, and then some of the leftover mincha went missing, he can still burn the koymetz. However, Eisen Shiraim Asur Machila, the leftover mincha may not be eaten because the kaimitz was not sacrificed properly. The Gemara now inquires, Ma'u d'tahani luhaktar. Is the burning of such a kaimitzah effective enough regarding the following two halachas? L'mikve'inu b'pigel. Is a mincha considered karva matik mitzvase and it can become pigel? Lafkinu midei me'ila. Will it lift the prohibition of me'ila which only applies until the avoid is completed? The Gemara cites a related machlaikis. L'Rebbe Kiva, zrika me'elis liyetze. L'Rebbe Eliezer, ain't zrika me'elis liyetze. Rebbe Kiva holds that the zrika is effective regarding the part of the carbon that became disqualified by being taken out of the azara, and that it is no longer subject to the laws of me'ila. While Rebbe Eliezer holds that it's not effective. The Gemara compares this case to our inquiry and cites two opinions. Rav Huna says, yoytze isa be'enei, upasal mach mazava achar, avo chasaran de psula de gufehu, loy mahani le'aktar. The meat that left the azara is still intact and is disqualified because of an incidental cause, and so Rabbi Kiva holds that its zrika is effective. However, when the mincha is missing part of the leftovers, it is inherently unfit, and so everyone agrees that its haktara is not effective. However, Rava says, Yeitze de lesa befnim, ava chasaran de isa befnim, mahani lehaktara. Rabbi Eliezer holds that zrika is not effective for meat that left the azara. However, the mincha that is missing part of the leftovers is still inside the azara, and so everyone agrees that its haktara is effective. Zok the Mishnah, Lechel kechatzi zayis ulahakte kechatzi zayis kosher. If a kohen performs the avoda with intentions to eat one half of a kezayis and to burn another half of a kezayis in the wrong time or place, the korban is valid because she'en achilav aktar mitzdarfen. These different thoughts do not combine to disqualify the korban. The Gemara infers, ho lechel v'lechel dobe she'en dachel lechel mitzdarf. If one thought about eating half a kezayis of the shirayim and eating half a kezayis of the kemitza, they do combine and the korban is disqualified. However, this contradicts the ruling of the previous Mishnah. Lechel dovish dechel achel, ulahakta dovish dechel ahakter. The korban is only disqualified with intentions to eat what is meant to be eaten, or to burn that what is meant to be burned. The Gemara offers two answers. Rabbi Eliezer he, the Amar mechashven machilas adam, lechilas mezbeach, umachilas mezbeach, lechilas adam. This Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that intention to burn what is meant to be eaten, or to eat what is meant to be burned, does disqualify the korban. Lechel v'lahakter mibaya. The Mishnah is needed for the specific case that eating and burning do not combine. And the Gemara explains, Lechel v'lechel davish e'ndachar lechel loy mitzdarf, to loy ki'urcha k'machashev. Intentions to eat shirayim, which is meant to be eaten, and to eat the kemitza, which is not meant to be eaten, do not combine, because he had intentions for an improper eating, because the kemitza is not meant to be eaten. However, ha'cha de b'hai ki'urcha k'machashev v'b'hai ki'urcha k'machashev e'mal itzdarf. We might think that two proper intentions, even though one is about eating, and the other burning, do combine because this is what is meant to be done with each one. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that eating and burning do not combine. Hanalach Kala Menachas, Rebbe Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Masechet Menachas, and we'll begin the second parak of Kermit Sesas Esamentcham in the next Shir Be'ezus Hashem.